This program is part of Full Service Radio, an internet radio station and podcast network with over 32 weekly shows broadcasting from the lobby of the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. All of our hosts are Washington, D.C. locals, covering stuff like music, arts, culture, identity, politics, and so much more. Visit fullserviceradio.org for all of our programming and enjoy the show. Full Service Radio is also brought to you by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Welcome to our show. It's GTFO.
Hey!
Hey! Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to GTFO Radio. We are broadcasting live from the Line Hotel in the beautifully snowy Washington, D.C.
Ooh.
We're on Full Service Radio.
We are on Full Service Radio. My name is Allison Lane.
And I'm Paige Plissner.
Yeah. This is our first show in 2018.
It is.
So it is inherently better than our last show in 2017. Because it's a step forward? Is that what that means? Like,
I guess it's still a new year, new everything's better.
Speaking of better, I did exclaim, you have beautiful eyebrows today.
Oh, thank you.
They are just perfectly shaped. Nice fullness, very natural, very bold, defining that face. I am so here for it.
I was mad at them this morning because they were different. You know,
no, it looks like you spent a lot of time on them.
I did.
They look really good. They're like really fucking good.
Thank you.
Oh man. So this show is not about Paige's eyebrows. So log off now if you must. We'll be touching on a, you know what, loosely based, this show is loosely based on technology and the internet today.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with an internet star.
Logan Paul.
And then another internet star.
Trump. I appreciate how you introduced that.
And then another internet star.
Fake news.
And a pop star.
Justin Timberlake.
There we go.
That was a quiz for me, so I did really well.
You did fantastic. You know what's going on today.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yay.
We'd also like to announce a few special guests here in the studio today. First and foremost, we'd like to welcome our friend Molly. She's over here taking pictures. She's a really good friend. She's like, she's over here. She's looking hella cozy. She's in her... her Ugg boots, doing a very long stretch right there. You must do yoga, girlfriend.
She does do yoga.
She does do yoga because that was hella flexible. And we have our most important guest, probably in the Lion Hotel, in the history of Full Service Radio, from now and the future forward, Dottie.
Oh, beautiful. Dottie is my 9-year-old Maltese dog. She was actually... my mommy's dog, but my mom can't take care of her anymore, so my sister and I watch her, so she's very precious.
She's perfect. She smiles. Right now, she's rocking the dopest winter fashion of a...
She was really excited to walk in.
She looks royal as fuck. She's wearing a... is that a skull?
Yeah, a skull and crossbones with, like, hearts for eyes.
Dottie's
and then it says
edgy.
Killer underneath.
You're edgy, Dottie. Precious. Look at you. Oh, wow. That's a fierce lick you got going on there. All right.
All right. So we got a stacked show today. I was going to say tonight.
I think we should take a break.
Yeah, we'll take a break and then we'll get into it.
And this break song today, courtesy of none other than Rec Tech, it's called Reed Richards. And he's on SoundCloud, RecTech with a W. Oh.
Welcome back. This is Paige.
And I'm Allison.
We're going to get into infamous YouTuber Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Did you know who the hell that was before he uploaded this video?
I knew who he was, but honestly, the only Paul I recognize is Jai Paul, who put out that dope ass, like, remember Jai Paul?
Yes.
Yo. So fuck this guy. Fuck his brother. Yes. Jai Paul's the only Paul I recognize.
That's funny. So I guess as far as I understand what he does, is he's kind of like an airhead ditz jackass, but not as like extreme kind of
I got
person.
The impression it was more like a, it definitely like airheady, like, whoa.
Here's what he sounds like.
I've made a severe and continuous lapse in my judgment.
One of YouTube's biggest stars.
Yeah.
That's all we got.
That's all we need. So that actually is a nice little segue there. So I almost said Jai Paul.
Were you going to call me Jai Paul?
I was going to be like, Jai Paul. So Logan Paul was taking a trip to Japan.
Yes.
He's in Japan. He's doing his vlogging series. He's just has this grand aloofness the entire time he's in Japan. He's like, oh my God, what is all this stuff? Like, well, he's not, you know, very knowledgeable of the things that are going on around him, if that's what I understand, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was noted that he made some joke in one of his videos where he didn't know what Mount Fuji was. He confused it with Fiji Islands.
I feel like that shit is fake. I'm sorry. Like, he's just like, he's playing up to this. He's playing a character, right?
Yeah, I mean, he is. Definitely.
Okay. That was the impression, because it seems a little contrived to me, like, watching it. Him and his brother. His brother. Like, yeah, whatever. We'll get to it. So it seems a little contrived to me. He's playing this role of this airhead sort of gentleman who travels and does things with his
YouTube money.
They call themselves Logang.
Definitely the year of the Maverick. And the car right here, I was just thinking, we have done so much as a brand and a family. Guys, don't forget, I started the Maverick brand on my birthday, April 1st of last year.
Wait, he's like branding shit too? This is him in Tokyo.
The Maverick Enterprise is growing. We're different. We're special. We're passionate. We're unique. The point is, it's real.
Oh.
Not wait for you guys.
This is weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
They're low gangsters. They're Mavericks and they're low gangsters.
I do not understand tweens anymore.
That's because you finished puberty. So he
did I. So all right, the whole problem is that he went into in Japan, there's this forest where people like go to it and commit suicide. It's their suicide forest, and he went to it super nonchalantly, like, I don't know, maybe he never, like, saw a documentary on it, but he knew about it. He knew what he was walking into, and he filmed it. And he came across a body of a person who had committed suicide, and he said a bunch of stupid shit. it was just, like, not... When you come across a dead body, you're supposed to be like, oh, fuck, this sucks.
Instead, he turns the camera to himself and says, well, this has never happened to me before.
He makes it about himself. And granted, this isn't live. So all this happens. And then he edits the footage he made and then uploads it onto YouTube and keeps it there.
With a blurred face and then footage of the body of the deceased person's hands and just sort of graphic and relatively insensitive portrayal of this person.
Yeah, I mean, you're not... I just don't understand how you can, like, upload something like that and think that it's, like, so chill.
Well, here's where I have problems. Like, you can do stuff like that if you're going to be a vlogger or whatever. If you had done, I don't say that there's a tasteful way to do this.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't say tasteful.
If you had done it, like, respectful,
yeah.
Perhaps, like, recognize that this is an opportunity to show your very young and very stupid audience that once you come upon, like, situations like this, maybe you should handle it delicately, perhaps, and not be like, oh shit, it's never happened before. Maverick, low gangsters.
Yeah.
Like just dumb stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was so insensitive.
And then people were really mad at YouTube because YouTube, even though it had been flagged several times by people,
didn't take it down.
They didn't take it down.
Whoa.
Logan Paul took it down.
That was crazy. So he took it down. He also demonetized the video. YouTube did not demonetize the video.
Yeah. So it was like ethically making money off of someone killing themselves. It's like really fucked up. So, you know, thank you, Logan Paul, for demonetizing it. Thank you for also showing suicide hotline numbers for people to call, including for ones in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that YouTube literally did nothing about it, even though it was called to their attention.
And it doesn't, does it violate any of their terms of service or like any sort of rules that they placed upon to like govern themselves?
The terms of service for like all these social media platforms really are really vague. And people will be like, oh my God, like X social network needs to do something about it. And like they don't. They really don't. They're mm-hmm. a business. They don't have to do anything technically.
That's true.
It's really up to them. So for them, they want people to go to their websites. Mm-hmm. If something's controversial and they're going to the website, they're not going to be like, oh, we should take this down so people stop coming to our website for this content.
Because that's going to stop them from making money. Or like being, or people going online to YouTube and then being distracted by like puppies.
Yeah.
You know? But that also kind of like sparked a conversation or a thought that like I have not fully developed and maybe we can dive into it later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there has been a huge, like especially like in comedy shows, like Family Guy, and I'm pretty sure South Park did something about this, where people are like overreacting to things on the internet, like dumb things that people say.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a perfect example of why people do that, because they are not governed. Like, these are entities that are like, we're complaining to businesses.
Yeah.
We're like consumers complaining to a business for behaving a certain way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, people are still going to use YouTube.
Still going to use it.
Yeah. YouTube's still going to help out Logan Paul.
Still going to give him money.
Yep.
Well, let's take a break and then get to another internet disappointment.
Yeah. Different social media.
More rec tech, more hilarious song names. This one's called Big Gulp. We'll be right back.
Okay, so in case you guys wanted an update on Dottie, she is still adorable. Right now she's sitting next to Paige Plissner.
They have these really fancy dog treats here at the Lion Hotel. I'm trying to give them to her in like small pieces, but she's not eating them.
Oh, now Dottie's sitting next to me.
It's okay. All right. So our, what did Drake say? Twitter fingers? Or no, it wasn't Drake. Who said that?
Girl, I don't know.
Fuck. Welcome back to GTFO Radio.
I was going
to
let you get it. Meek Mill, Meek Mill.
Meek Mill. Shit. All right. So,
but what did he say?
We'll never know.
We'll never know. Twitter fingers, trigger fingers?
Turn it to trigger fingers. Twitter fingers.
I'm sorry, correction. I think Drake did say that. Trigger fingers turned to Twitter fingers.
Was it about Meek Mill?
It's about Meek Mill, yeah.
Okay, there we go. Exactly. Well, speaking of which, triggers and Twitter. Somebody's president was on Twitter.
It was our president.
He ain't my president. I don't know him. He was on Twitter fighting with, what's his name?
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
We actually have audio of that tweet.
Oh, all right, thank God.
Let's hear it.
Hello,
So a translation from Crazy Town. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un just stated that the nuclear button is on his desk at all times. Will someone from his depleted and food-starved regime please inform him that I too have a nuclear button, but it is much bigger and more powerful than his, and my button works.
It's like so juvenile. Oh my God.
So
yeah, that was literally what the president of the United States said on Twitter. It's a really great way to relay your foreign policy decisions. Yeah.
Where do we... It's so difficult to look at the things that are happening, like, directly from his mouth. The administration, like, side alone. Like, the things that are coming from his actual face hole are just insane, and it's hard to look at it objectively and like sort of like, I don't know, how do you like look at this presidentially or at as a news topic?
I don't know. So I mean, a lot of people are like trying to not talk about his Twitter, and I mean, for us, the reason why we wanted to discuss this was because a lot of people are trying to get Twitter to take away Twitter or Donald Trump's Twitter account.
Yeah.
So he's not doing that.
He quite literally violates their terms of service on a regular basis. You are not supposed to harass or bully people on Twitter. Is that correct? Like, loosely, that's like the term. You're not supposed to be out here saying I'm gonna fuck you up on Twitter.
Yeah.
With nuclear threats.
With nuclear threats.
You're not supposed to fucking do that. So... this is also not the first time he's done that. He's always threatening people.
Yeah. He's like, he's a bully.
He's a bully. He's constantly threatening people with violence and encouraging people to engage in violent acts through Twitter.
Yeah. And there's a group of people. I think you know about this more than I do. A group of people who are trying to protest. Who's the...
Resistance San Francisco. Resistance San Francisco put a projection on the Twitter headquarters that says at Jack is complicit. Jack is the CEO of Twitter. Not Jack here in the studio.
Yeah, I hate that dude's name.
Sorry, Jack.
So at Jack.
Don't
on
at
Twitter.
Me. Get it. Hey.
He is, people are asking him to, you know, rethink his stance of having President Trump on Twitter and, you know, be more responsible and be accountable for policing his website better. But here's the other thing, and I don't have any more information on it because it's like, kind of like in Twitter conspiracy sort of like mode right now. So people who are reporting, like the president, y'all's president,
not yours.
He's not mine. Remember. I don't know him. He's not my president. Like, not responsible. So these people who are like reporting y'all's president have either been getting immediate responses from Twitter that says that he does not violate the terms of service.
Yeah.
Or they're suspended for like a couple hours inexplicably.
The people who reporting
y'all's president.
So is that true or is it like
they have screenshots
still
of it?
In the-
it's to me it's still conspiracy level. Nobody has
that's
like
so funny.
It hasn't really reached a sort of any sort of real like conversation yet. But like if you look on Twitter right now of people like talking about how they've reported the y'all's president's tweet. Tweet habits. They are getting like very strange, like immediate responses from Twitter that says that he does not violate terms of service.
Oh, well, we should test this theory ourselves.
I ain't fucking with him.
Yeah, okay, but if there's like, if like both of us report something and then we see what if anything happens,
okay,
then we can like confirm this conspiracy theory, right?
Should we do this by the end of the show, like during the next break?
No, I don't have the brain capacity.
very honest. Honesty 2018. So we will definitely come back to this topic next week. What happens when you report y'all's president? Because he's not my president.
He's not.
He's definitely not. All right, let's take a little break.
God, please hear my God.
And more rec tech. This one's called Kill My Boy. SoundCloud.com/rec tech.
Murder them blood clot. Tell them the one your name blood bought. Go back where you from, the push a butt cat. Me tell them, tell me say about all the sun frat. Tell them say move on, make we come class. So boy, be dead, look out the head.
Let me power win, let me power win us.
Say them a bad man and them pitch the evil. Let me both what up. Tell them say, we tell you say you're too old.
It just made up this real sexy chair dance. Uses a lot of shoulders.
You guys missed it.
Sorry. It was amazing. I could describe it, but I mean, what's the fun in that? Welcome back to GTFO. My name is Allison Lane.
And I'm Paige Twistner.
Dottie has now moved herself to Paige's lap.
She's sitting here. She looks, quietly.
She looks great.
She looks really regal.
She does.
She makes me feel fancy. Just like this hotel makes me feel fancy. We actually did a staycation
during
their preview week, and ooh, the rooms are really cool.
The rooms are really cool. Also,
really cool.
We ate at a Rake's Progress, you know, a little preview. We were so fucking fancy. The porchetta.
I don't.
It's porchetta. Yo, I don't know. It was like the perfect balance of like salty, sweet, savory, crunchy.
That sandwich?
Yo.
Yeah, it was really
food
good.
Reviews on GTFO.
Yeah.
No.
I like that.
Bitches be eating.
Yes, we did.
We ate.
All right. So this is an interesting report that I came across on fake news, actually. Because over the past year, we've all been sort of talking about it and its influence in the elections that got Trump elected. This is the first time that there has been any like real research into it. Mm-hmm. It was a study done at Dartmouth, and their findings are not necessarily surprising.
Okay.
So 1 in 4 Americans visited a fake news website from October 7th to November 14th. So that was like before the elections and after the elections. Trump supporters visited the most fake news websites. And those fake news websites were overwhelmingly pro-Trump. So, you know, you could be like, well, duh, we knew that. But it's really good to have like empirical data to back up our claims of these people being ridiculous and just manipulated. Okay. So fake news consumption was heavily concentrated among a small group of people. Almost 6 in 10 visits to fake news websites came from 10% of people with the most conservative online information diets.
So my question is, does it actually define what is fake news?
It does in the study. It says things that it would be it's content from websites that have proven, I think at least twice, to have just like completely outrageous claims, like saying stuff like Hillary Clinton like murdered someone. Yeah, stuff like this. No, I'm not even kidding. So then they would flag it, and so these people willingly gave up their browser history. So it was done consensually, and there was criteria that they defined. So if you are questioning, you know, the study, because I was like, well, what do you say is fake news?
Yeah.
They had a very specific criteria. And if anything, it wasn't like fake enough. Like, I think there's like other fake stuff that they probably didn't include, because it is like sort of, you know, like Fox News isn't considered fake. It's like sensationalized conservative news. Mm-hmm. But that wouldn't be considered in their
that's
fake news criteria.
Interesting, because, yeah. Okay, yeah. That's a very good definition.
Yeah. So it's stuff that was, like, clearly fake.
Does it? Well, are they able to measure how much like people like share and sort of like believe in these things? Like, does it add like a correlation like to people's views and like perhaps their patterns of like behavior after reading said news?
So, what they found was it's hard because you can't. It's hard to like explicitly know if it affected their decision in who they voted for in the election. You can kind of extrapolate from the data.
So it's largely speculated because that's not something you can truly measure.
Right. Okay. So so they did say that Facebook was the way that most of these people share these fake news websites, and the fact checking of those fake news websites, those were never shared by those people. So these people were like, you know, sharing these fake news stories without a second thought as to their validity.
Were they reading them? Because it sounds like with Hillary Clinton kill somebody being a headline, I would just share that because I'm trying to be a hateful prick instead of actually opening up the article and like consuming the information that may or may not.
I'm not sure if they measured how long the people stayed on the web pages in order to like consider it consumption of the story. It's like a 49 page study, which I didn't read. I read like, you know, like a synopsis of it from the New York Times.
Yeah. Fake news.
Yeah. they found that like old people were a lot more likely to visit fake news websites than younger people, which is something we also like kind of assumed.
That assumes that there's a lack of internet literacy.
Yeah.
Or what I would assume, just an intelligent guess, whatever.
So going back to whether it influenced people who were like key swing voters, they did find that moderately left-leaning people viewed more pro-Trump fake news than they did pro-Clinton fake news, probably because there was more pro-Trump fake news out there, which is one thing to consider, and whether or not just the volume of fake pro-Trump news, just the like sheer volume of it influencing their decision could have played a factor into how they ended up voting for Trump and not Hillary. But that's, again, like we can't say for sure, but that is, it's like how you read statistics. It's like fucking, you can like make a lot of assumptions.
So I have a question about that. So when people say moderately left-leaning people, are we talking about the people who are like, I'm fiscally conservative and like morally,
I like think, liberal, yeah, I like, mean, that would be, like, one way to say it. It's, like, people who, there was a lot of people who voted for Obama, but they didn't want to vote, but they didn't vote for Hillary. You know, they're not, like, tied to the Democratic Party. They just, like, hate taxes, I guess. Like, I don't know.
Interesting. I'm sorry, continue. I'm just trying to figure out who these people are. You know, what their address is.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's, like, it's like what really you can like extrapolate like so far from it. One of the researchers, Dr. Rand, said that it may be that older, less educated voters who switched from Obama to Trump were particularly susceptible to fake news.
I find that interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Because, again, this is just me guessing. A lot of people's issues on the left side were that Obama was a celebrity.
What?
I don't know. They don't think that black people can be intelligent. So they're like, yo, he got elected because he's a celebrity. He's like hobnobbing with all these.
I mean, he was definitely fast tracked into presidency more so than other people. But I mean, also, like, I don't know. I'm cool with that. And, like,
yeah, I think he definitely like put politics like in sort of a more approachable realm, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think that y'all's president is symptomatic of that, too. Like, he's also a celebrity.
Fucking television show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's entertaining as fuck. He's a terrible person, but he's entertaining as fuck.
Yes. First, like, real study on the influence of fake news.
Bro, that's very interesting.
It is.
And I'd like to see where that goes, like, more if, you know, education is not banned within the next year or so. About, like,
no
how
learning.
We better quit that learning, girl.
Privatize the education system in America.
Isn't that what that homegirl's trying to do?
Betsy DeVos.
Literally not my administration. Yeah. Y'all's administration is trying to do stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Obama was pretty... Wasn't he pro charter schools too?
Yeah.
I don't know. We had a lot of charter schools in DC and a lot of them have closed down. So I don't know too much about charter schools to formulate an opinion, but it's not good for a school to only be open for under a decade. I can say that much.
Not a good move.
Yeah. But again, going back to social media, you know, Facebook being the key way these people shared news, and Facebook is now trying to combat the sharing of fake news. Again, a corporation that's in charge of what we see, what content we see.
That's so incredible.
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of like asking these corporations to have like social responsibility when like they don't need to.
They don't need to, but they're also acting as sort of like mini governments. I mean, because this is how people formulate opinions. We receive information. We talk to people. It's a huge part of our lives.
Yeah, it is. And our laws are so lacking to regulate.
So Mark Zuckerberg is basically his own, like, nation's president.
Ugh, fucking weird looking dude.
He is very strange. I wonder what dinner with him is like. I bet he chews with his mouth open.
I bet he breathes through his mouth. He's a fucking mouth breather, I'm sure.
he looks like he's doing weight, like... I bet he, like, touches his food, too. Like, you ever, like, been near somebody who, like, you know, like, eats something that you should be eating with a fork, like, with their hands? Like a fucking salad? You should take a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk shit about Justin Timberlake.
Sticking with Rec Tech today, this one is... Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A. I think it was A, B, the real cheat code, but that's the name of the song. SoundCloud.com/rectech. Be right back.
I'm a big dog. I dive in the head first like a free fall. Big wood, thicker than a tree log. How to bouncing on the top like a seesaw.
Mark Zuckerberg. I'm going to use my hands. Hi, welcome back to GTFO Radio. My name is Alice.
And this is Paige Plissner.
It is. Dottie update. Dottie looks like she's about to take a nap right now.
She is. She's laying down in this very large seat.
Yeah, it looks very cozy over there. You guys look very comfortable.
All right. It is time for Mentiras y Mierdas.
Yay.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Mentiras y Mierdas. So in case you're wondering, Mentiras y Mierdas. It's lies and shit.
Yes.
This is the section of the show where we pick a topic and we... dive deep into the lies that are beneath what's going on here. And today's topic is your boy, NSYNC's own noodle hair baby.
Mickey Mouse Club. Justin Timberlake.
Oh my God.
Impeccable timing, Jack. Thank you.
Oh my God. What is that?
That was from his preview video of his new album.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, I watched it with the sound off.
You want to hear it again? We can hear it again.
No, I'm good, man. Thank you.
I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm super into that, like, little bit of the song I heard. I'm like, because Pharrell produced it, so it's going to be amazing. Going to be dope.
But do you hear Pharrell at the end of that clip, what he says?
It's going to be, what is it, the slam or whatever?
No.
The earthy?
Yeah.
Oh, it's earthy.
He says it sounds so earthy.
Oh.
Which is part of the whole rebranding that Justin Timberlake is doing.
So part of the reason why we picked Justin Timberlake today as our topic is because there was an article in on theoutline.com in their culture section, and it is titled, Justin Timberlake is rebranding as a white man.
So funny.
Yo, all the shade, all the tea. We're so here for it. So in this article, we discuss how Justin Timberlake in this preview, he's out in the woods, his head is shaved, he's talking to his wife is saying some shit. You see his long hair baby in there doing stuff.
There's like horses and bonfires and long grass.
He's coming out of the water like fucking Jesus. Like,
it's a Fleet Foxes video, basically.
Yeah, it's like probably the whitest thing he's done in a while.
Well, except for marrying Jessica Biel.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry. She's like the epitome of basic. Like, she's so, she's like the UGG of Hollywood.
Oh,
like,
my God. She is. She's very pumpkin spiced. So.
Fucking Starbucks bitch. No, I like her. I have no problem with her. She's just like so basic.
Are you sure? Okay, so Justin Timberlake and his basic ass family are in this video. It appears through this preview that the album is produced by Pharrell Williams.
Yes.
As well as Timbaland, who he's had a very long relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason why we have him and
this... They're like my favorite producers ever.
They're always hitting, like, everything so bangs. Good. Everything slaps. It's everything's amazing. Like, NERD's new album.
I still haven't listened. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay, let's let's go back to what Justin Timberlake was before. So, Justin Timberlake, his music before wasn't, he was, I don't know, kind
of... Blue-eyed soul is what a lot of people were just calling it.
Yeah, it was like kind of R&B, kind of, but like pop R&B with a lot of...
unapproachable R&B, you know? I always wanted to dance to it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I've always liked his music.
What was his first album?
I just wanna love you, baby.
Yeah, he had Bringing Sexy Back. No, that was his second album.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was different. That's a different
Okay.
Is it though?
Is it though? Maybe Jack doesn't like Justin Timberlake.
We share the same birthday, actually.
Really?
Yeah, real talk.
All right, is that the Jack end of the Timberlake? Month?
It's the end of the month, January 31st. Yep.
Why do you know that?
Because I love.
I know. See, you knew his birthday off the top. You're like, oh, that's the end of the month, right?
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's went from
because he made me think that he was really gonna be dating a black woman. I was like getting myself ready for it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I thought I was. Remember the first video that he had out by himself, his first solo album. He was in that video, snuggled up on that black girl.
I don't.
I was like,
wait,
yo.
Was his first single the one with Clips?
Yes.
Wow. See, that says it all.
And that says a lot of shit. So,
wow.
He was out here doing shit with Clips.
Side.
Keys open, doors ass Clips.
Okay. Okay, so I'm starting to see your point here.
Okay.
So what Allison was explaining to me before the show was that Justin Timberlake was sort of being touted as this like white friendly, like a white dude who's black, but he's not. He's like a white friendly.
Okay, so he's like a white dude from the South, from fucking Memphis, and he's like into hip hop shit. Like, he's very into the culture. Like, that's where we've come from. Like, he's never said, like, he's always been very proud of being from Memphis and the very rich, like, musical culture that it comes from. So it always made sense that he would, like, pair with other Southern artists, like The Clips, Timbaland, and Pharrell. Always made sense to me. When I was like, yo, he's celebrating the other part of him, like, because he very easily could have gone the country route, and he very easily could have gone, like, some sort of, like, you know, how Taylor Swift started her career, like being some sort of like pop country, like hybrid. However, he did not. He definitely leaned into this sort of like ambiguous blue-eyed soul, urban, like adjacent, like
post NSYNC.
Yeah, post NSYNC. He was always that person. Now, this rebranded as a white man shit. I mean, whatever, do what you do. But like part of the video was like, is this American History X again? Like I was very confused. I genuinely was like, this is, it was the way it was filmed. Yeah. It was just like, you're really trying to play up like your whiteness.
Your whiteness, yeah.
Is that because of this social climate right now? Is that what's going on? Like, what are you doing? Also, like, he's always been able to turn on and off his connection to the black community whenever the fuck he felt like it.
Yeah.
I am still mad about Janet Jackson. Because after whole, like, he pulled her titty out.
Yeah.
Whose career suffered?
Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson's. And she's a fucking American legend.
Yeah. No, you're totally right.
She's an American legend.
Is he playing the Super Bowl this year?
He is playing the Super Bowl this year. And that's very fucking important.
That's not
because
fair.
Because I think it's what, like 10 years after that happened? She's still banned from the Super Bowl. He the fuck is not.
Damn.
And his album is coming out 2 days after the goddamn Super Bowl.
Right. So it's all planned.
It's all planned.
And completely unfair.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't really think about it in that context, like at all. Obviously, I didn't remember a lot of that stuff, but you have a really valid point.
I'm like,
this is bullshit.
And I broke up with Justin Timberlake about 2 years ago when he was on Twitter and he was all, no, guys, all lives matter. I'm like, but motherfucker, you from Memphis and
yeah.
I don't understand what you're doing. And there was another interesting sort of thing he says in this video where he's like, I'm just... This is the authentic me. This is the real me. That's cool and all.
Right. So, like, everything else was just an act. Like, was he's this sort just, of, like discrediting.
Are you just doing this for money?
Yeah.
Well, let's not forget the other pop star that did that last year, Miley Cyrus.
Yes. And that's what we were getting to.
Oh, my fault.
Literally. No. That was perfect. That was perfect. Thank you. Miley fucking Cyrus and her twerking ass.
She's like, I'm done with this. Let's talk about Malibu.
I love Zannies and I love weed and I'm a bad girl. You want to use the black community or like so what you, your perception. And in, I'm not saying that white artists should not like be hip hop artists.
No, but it's like when it's convenient.
When you're doing it when it's convenient.
Yeah.
That's when it becomes problematic.
Right.
I think an artist that has done it well, like throughout her career.
Mm-hmm.
Pink.
Yeah.
Because Pink's came out, she came out real hard in the beginning as I Want Real Love. But she's always stayed like in line with like she's not like removing herself from the R&B community or like that R&B sound.
Yeah.
Like fully. But she's definitely like sort of grown as an artist. Like from that. And I appreciate that. That's fucking great.
Yeah.
Adele. Another one.
Adele.
She's just wonderful. Everybody likes her. But, like, nobody... She may have started out more of the R&B sound,
mm-hmm.
like, connected. But she's also grown as an artist, where you can mm-hmm. see her influences. And they are not sort of, like, you know, skewed towards the political climate
mm-hmm.
or the social climate. I have huge issues. And even in this article, they mention Lady Gaga.
What is Lady Gaga doing?
Lady Gaga.
Stephanie.
Yes. Stephanie Germanotti. She started out with Akon.
What?
Yeah. Her first, like, she used to work
right.
with Akon.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So you're saying Lady Gaga is another Justin Timberlake?
In some respects, yes.
Okay. I mean, she's done, like, a lot of crazy-ass shit through her career, so I think she's, like, literally just doing, like, whatever
she
works.
But you know what? That might also be a good example of, like, you know, maybe you are doing whatever the fuck you want, and that's fine. But I feel like Justin Timberlake has leaned so heavily.
She did a song with Wale.
She did. She did a song with
R. Kelly.
looking at me. Eyes all sticky like honey on bees. That song was about D.C.
Yeah.
DC chilling,
PG chilling. All right, we're running out of time here.
Wait, how are we gonna wrap up this? Should we even like? All I'm saying is, Justin Timberlake.
I mean, okay. So what you're saying is like, he is this whole like rebranding of him, like going back to his quote unquote roots. Is
it? And it's is it authentic? And does authenticity matter in artists anymore? Does it matter?
I mean, no, it doesn't. Yes.
Or in entertainment. Maybe I'm just being entertained. No, and that's fine, too.
I think it's up to the individual. If you have to consume something that feels real, then, like, then do it. If you don't give a shit, then...
So I'm just to assume that Justin Timberlake doesn't give a shit. And honestly, I've invested way too much emotionally in his career.
No, I mean, he's obviously not thinking about how, like he should not be playing the Super Bowl in protest of what happened at the Super Bowl with Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, like, he could do that. Like, he could protest it. But
other people could protest it, too, but they're not. We're just letting him do his little Miley Cyrus into...
But the Super Bowl's a fucking corporation, too. Yeah,
but nobody... Like, I'm saying that he's not being punished or held accountable in any way for anything.
He's not.
Ever. And he never will.
No, he won't.
Well, that's our show today. So... Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to GTFO Radio.
Yeah.
This is Paige.
I'm Allison Lane. We're here live every Thursday at 11 a.m. FullServiceRadio.org.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter at @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook @FullServiceRadio. Thanks for listening.